Blog Talk Radio. Okay, family, welcome, welcome, welcome once again to an episode of Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself. How many of y'all remember that record? The youngins, y'all got to Google that. All right. But anyway, I just want to thank you once again. I hope everybody had a safe week this week. All right, we're here near the weekend, and Mayflowers, they always say. And, hey, it's getting warm out here, family, all right? We have two very vital, is what I say, guests. We have our dear friend Uncle Mike, all the way from Georgia. He's going to talk about health and healing, and also he has some wonderful products. And also we have Brother Glenn, by way of Brick City of Newark. He's working down there with the children in Georgia. He's coming back here to Jersey because, of course, Brother Man is from Brick City, so he has to pay homage and give back to his city that he was raised in. So we'll hear from Glenn a little later on. He'll tell you his bio, and Uncle Glenn will give you his bio. But before we go to our first guest, which will be Uncle Glenn, Uncle Mike. Sorry about that, Uncle Mike. I just want to say something. I want everybody to listen up. Please listen, all right? My technician, Jay. He's going to a concert, and I'm very jealous of this brother because he's going to the Beacon Theater, and every year they have a pre-Mother's Day show. The Delphonics, the Manhattans, the Emotions. And the Stylistics. I wish I could be there, but, hey, I have an obligation, so I got to be with you guys. But I asked him to record it, so hopefully Jay won't forget. But other than that, family, listen. Everyone tonight, all right, since he's doing the show, you have to mute your phone unless you're my guest, all right? So please, I'm already getting feedback in the phone. Mute your phone, and then when it's time for you to ask a question, for those who always hit the number one button and couldn't come in, now you have the opportunity to mute yourself and ask a question after Uncle Mike gives his presentation. I'll let you know when it's the Q&A session, all right? So, please, mute your phones out there. Ladies and gentlemen, mute your phones while you're listening to Uncle Mike, all right? So follow my instructions because the brother is going to be enjoying the show and everybody's entitled to a day off. Just so happens that he promised his niece to take it to the show. Hey, things happen, okay? So, with that being said, I'm already getting the feedback. So mute your phones, everyone, except for my first guest. And once again, I'd just like to say thank you for your support of green tea, all right? The highest form of green tea in the world. Don't take my word for it. 710 on the ECGC. Thank you for your support, all right? You go to my Facebook page, you get a discount on each bag of green tea. And it's the best in the world. Just do your homework, all right? It's up there, teaforhealth.com. All right? We're not just saying that just to be saying it. All right? Good for your heart. It's a superfood, antioxidant. And on that note, I'm going to bring in my first guest without further ado. Okay? And also, family, before I go to Uncle Mike, I'd just like to say everybody's familiar with a gentleman who's on my panel, Brother Leon from Atlantic City. Our condolences go out to the brother. His aunt passed. So Leon will not be joining us tonight. And I spoke to him last night, found that his aunt had passed. So we all wish Leon and his family, all right, good luck, and also our condolences to the family. So without further ado, family, let me introduce you to a man that I listened to him for the first time weeks ago, and I found him very interesting. If I find him interesting and stimulating, I know you'll do the same, all right? So please, hold your questions, please. Do not ask questions. Have your phone on mute until the Q&A session. Without further ado, Uncle Mike, are you there?
I'm right here, Mr. Nance.
Well, thank you, sir. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you a newfound friend, Uncle Mike. Uncle Mike, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Forrest Nance, and I deeply appreciate the opportunity to be with you and the family that's out there today. And just want to say good evening. I hope that everyone is doing well. If you're not, just listen in, and we'll have you on some products that you'll be feeling well. I'm here today representing a company called Atomy. It's spelled A-T-O-M-Y. Let me tell you how this company got started. In South Korea, there was scientists that were dying from radiation poisoning. The story that I heard is that they were, like, dropping like flies. I mean, it was a whole bunch of them. And so what happened was that the Korean government invested $5 million and gave them 10 years to come up with something that could help the people. And he gave one stipulation, that all the ingredients had to come from South Korea. And so 8.5 years later, they came up with a product called Hemohem, and it's spelled just as it sounds. Hemohem. Hemohem. And what Hemohem does is that it creates new red and white blood cells. When you have new red and white blood cells in your body, ladies and gentlemen, your immune system is improving and your body is doing what God designed for it to do, fight off viruses and diseases. So 8.5 years later, they came up with this product, and so they start giving it to stage 2 and 3 patients, and they start getting better. They start giving it to stage 4 patients, and some of them start getting better. So because the Korean government used taxpayers' money, they could not sell it. So that's where Han Gil Park comes in. He is our CEO. Now note this. He saw his professor on TV, and he told him that he had a way that this product could be distributed. And no one knew it, but he only had 3 months to live. His health was failing. When this product first came out, it sold for $770 a box, and it only had 30 pouches in it. Fast forward today, 60 pouches, and it's $92. I tell people, go on YouTube, put in Hemohem and COVID, Hemohem and cancer, Hemohem diabetes, Hemohem high blood pressure, Hemohem dialysis, and the list goes on. And you will hear people give their own personal testimony on how they dealt with that particular issue. Also, you can go on NIH.gov, National Institute of Health, and put in Hemohem, and you'll have more information than you'll want to read. This product, it is great. It's been out, I think, like 12, 13 years now. Last year, the company did over $2.2 billion. There's over 17 million people in the company. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It is free to join. That's right. It's free to join. There's no monthly requirement. There's no auto ship. There's no website fee. There's no annual fee. There's only one requirement. You have to buy at least one product a year. So you can go the whole year and don't do nothing. And on the last day, you can buy our least expensive product for $3, and your membership is still in good standing. And let me tell you something. This company ain't no joke, okay? There's not a lot of companies out there doing $2.2 billion a year, okay? Now watch this. Free to join. This company, we're not competing against other multi-level marketing companies. We're competing against you're competing against your Walmart, against your Amazon. The company is going to give every person in here their own personal platform, okay? So down the road, you won't have to leave the house for nothing because you'll be able to buy everything from yourself. So let's talk about some of the products. I told you a little bit about the Hemohem. So what I did is I came up with 3 different products that's real good, and I came up with them because I put them together, and I call it the Pole Man Special. So why did I come up with the Pole Man Special? I'm going to tell you why. Because you got people out there spending $250 on some Air Nikes, got red bottom shoes, Gucci bag, Louis Vuitton, this and that, and won't spend one dime on their health. So they don't act like they're poor, but rather they act like they're poor. Okay, so I came up with the Pole Man Special, and I'm going to go over these 3 products. The first one is called Color Food Vitamin C. See, we don't have vitamin C. You can go to gas station, get vitamin C. But we have what's called Color Food Vitamin C. Now, this product here is made from 5 yellow fruits and 2 red fruits. It has 90 packs in a box, 500 milligrams of sweet mango flavor, and it's only $19 for a box of 90. And it has tangerine concentrate, pumpkin extract, pomegranate extract, chicory root extract, turmeric extract, and the list goes on. Outstanding product. Now, in case you didn't know it, vitamin C is one of those vitamins that actually goes to every single cell in your body. So can you imagine giving every single cell in your body some good quality vitamin C? There was a doctor, and I can't remember his name, but he passed many years ago, but he said that he believed that vitamin C could cure cancer. Okay? Now, so we're not here to treat or diagnose. We're just here to pass on some good nutritional information, okay? The next product I want to talk about is called Atomy's 100% Pure Spirulina, okay? This product, $21.50. It lasts 2 months, taking two capsules a day. So spirulina is a power superfood with over 3.6 billion years of history. So what is spirulina? Spirulina is the longest surviving micro blue-green freshwater algae that grows and thrives in tropical alkaline waters. And those waters just so happen to be in beautiful Hawaii. Okay? Now, spirulina is an excellent source of protein with a high concentration of 60 to 70%. It is loaded with a full spectrum of nutrients and antioxidants to benefit the body and the brain. Okay? It's been described by the World Health Organization and the Food and Agriculture Organization as the food of the future. The United Nations introduced spirulina as a food to distribute to malnourished communities. Some of you may remember years ago they were showing United Nations when they go around the world and people that are starving, they actually gave them spirulina. You see, when your body is starving, when you don't have the proper nutrients, your body is out of balance. So they gave them spirulina because spirulina is going to bring your body back into balance. I'm going to go a little bit more into those nutrients in a minute, okay? Now, also, NASA has successfully used it as a dietary supplement for their astronauts on their space missions. Now, five big reasons why you want to be on Atomy's 100% pure spirulina. Listen to this. It has 18 types of amino acids. Okay? Now, do you remember when you were younger, some of y'all that may have a gray hair or two or no hair, do you remember when you were younger, you could drink milk by the gallons and nothing happened. Then you fast forward to 2000, you drink a half a cup of milk, and now your stomach is upset. Well, see, what happened was you no longer have that amino acid to create that enzyme to properly break down those sugars. That's why. Okay? There's so much going on within the food industry, so much going on with our foods, what they're putting in our foods, what they're putting on our foods, what they're taking out of the foods. There's so much that we're dealing with. We got to deal with the pollution and toxins in the water, on the food, so much. So we need to do the very best that we can to make sure that we're taking good care of our body. So then, here we go. 18 types of amino acids, 15 types of fatty acids, 13 types of minerals. Let me just name some of them. Calcium, iron, magnesium. Did you know that magnesium is responsible for over 700 functions in the human body? Woo! That is something. Magnesium, okay? Zinc, selenium, chromium, copper, potassium, and the list goes on. Then you have 12 types of vitamins. You got 5 types of antioxidants, beta-carotene, chlorophyll, carotenoid, and the list goes on. So as you can see, that is a product that really helps. And then the last one is Atomy's vitamin B complex. This product here, when I first came to the company 2 years ago, I was so happy to know that they had a B complex. And I'm going to go over the importance of that, so just hang on. This right here, it's only $20. Let me tell you, the company motto is absolute quality, absolute price, giving you the very best quality at the absolute lowest price. $20 a bottle. It's going to last 3 months, okay? You take one a day. Now, check this out. So when you hear the complex, that means that it is the family of eight Bs, okay? Some people go to the doctor for a B12 shot. I tell them you're not a pincushion. You need all the family of eight Bs, not just B12, okay? And I'll go into that a little further. So as I saw that we had the B1, B2, 3, 6, 9, 12, 7, and 5, and then I kept reading, and I said, what is this? They also added to the B complex 9 organic fruits and vegetables. I'm like, wow, this is something else. So now when you sign up and you get your free website, make sure you go on your website and look, because it's going to show the different roles of the 8B vitamins. And it only shows a few, so you can do, you know, research on your own to see, because there's a lot of different things. I'm going to go over the deficiencies in a minute, but it does a lot of different things. Now, here's something else that really got my attention. It is the active B complex formula. Now, the USRDA, let's just take out of those eight that I named, let's take vitamin B12, which a lot of people go get shots for. The United States recommended daily allowance is 2.4 mcg. Acme has 24. That is 1,000%. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. If you need energy, if you know anyone that needs energy, they need to be on these products, because the percentage of the daily value that Acme has, it is really outstanding. Outstanding. So now let's find out or ask the question, do you know? Do you know anyone? Okay, these are going to be the most common vitamin B deficiency symptoms. Do you know anyone that deals with dizziness? How about pale skin, muscle weakness, tingling and numbness, a smooth or inflamed tongue, mood swings, change in vision? How about forgetfulness? Where did I put them keys? How about dry skin or cracked lips? Heart palpitations or shortness of breath, persistent headaches. How about constipation or diarrhea? How about mouth ulcers or canker sores? How about halitosis, a.k.a. bad breath? Somebody need to kill that dragon, huh? Do you know anybody that's dealing with any of those symptoms? Well, it may be because they're dealing with a deficiency of the B vitamins. So listen. The Poe Man special that I put together, it is only $60.50. For the color food vitamin C, the 100% pure spirulina, the vitamin B complex. You know what I tell people to do? Listen, put grandma and grandpa on this. How about mom and dad? I got a better idea. Look at the man in the mirror. Look at the woman in the mirror. How about you get on it and improve your health? And ladies and gentlemen, those three products are what I call the Poe Man special, and it will improve your health. And I want to encourage all of you all, take the best care of your body as you can, because if you don't take care of your body or your health, someone else will. And believe me, you do not want someone else in charge of your health. So when you wake up in the morning and you look at that man in the mirror and that woman in the mirror, and you have to ask them, what am I, first person singular, doing for my personal pronouns, showing ownership, health? What am I doing for me today? See, you need to be doing something on your health every day. Even if you're going to live to be 150, do you want to have some life in your body when you get to 150? Or, you know, you want to be dragging with a battery charger behind you? Huh? Listen. You can charge your own batteries, your own body, but you have to give your body the nutrients. And as we're in the midst of this pandemic, the number one thing that you can do is to take control of your health. Improve your health. Improve your immune system. And I'm gonna open it up in about 5 minutes for question and answer. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to just take an opportunity and just go over a couple other products. We got one called Pomegranate Beauty. Oh, my goodness. Pomegranate Beauty has something in it called ellagic acid. Let me tell you something. A lot of my friends call ellagic acid cancer killers, okay? This product here, it comes in a jelly stick form. But let me tell you something. It is not only delicious, but eating two of those a day is equivalent to eating 26 pomegranates. Can you imagine that? Eating 26 pomegranates? That's the ellagic acid that you're getting when you eat two of those. Another outstanding product, oh, we just have so many. We have another one. Let's see what I want to talk about. Here's a quick one, the toothpaste. Let me tell you something. Every single product we have is something special about it. Our toothpaste is made from propolis. That's what the bees use to make their hive. Have you ever seen a bad beehive? Have you ever seen any bad honey? I haven't. It's going to make your mouth healthy. Plus, it also has green tea in it. And when you look on the back of the tube, there's a stripe on it. It's green. If you're not using ours, look on the back of your toothpaste. There's a stripe. If it's not green, you may want to stop putting that in your mouth. Even the toothbrush, they call it the one-second toothbrush because we sell one every 1 second. Even the toothbrush is special. Let me tell you, you get 8 toothbrushes for just $9. Are there any coffee drinkers out there? How about some Cafe Arabica, okay, with coffee, cream and sugar, and no lactose. 50 servings. How much you think it costs? It's only $9. Those of you that like it black, how about 80 servings for just $16.50? Ladies and gentlemen, when I say we have absolute quality, absolute price, I'm not playing. We have something called Finzyme. That's going to give you your digestive enzymes to help break down the digestive enzymes in your stomach. And then we have, I'll call it probiotic. I'll just say probiotic. That's giving you the good bacteria in your digestive system. But just this year, we came out with a new product. It's called Woman's Probiotic. Over 30 years documented proof that these two strands are the best in the world for a woman dealing in the area of vaginal and urinary tract. Documented over 30 years study, the best in the world. Ladies should be jumping up and down for this one product, okay? Take a couple more minutes, and then we're going to open it up. Just want to tell you about some of the let me tell you something. Did you know that the best skincare actually comes from South Korea? I didn't know that till a couple years ago. So when I first came in, I wanted something for my skin. I didn't know exactly what. Because you don't know. And so I used the one we have called the Fame. It has 5 different things in it. I put it on that morning, went all day, went to bed, woke up the next morning, looked in the mirror. My face looked so good, I didn't even want to wash my face. I'm telling you, these products ain't no joke. But listen to this. Our best skincare system is $215. I will put it up against anything in the store costing $400 or $500 a bottle. Let me tell you something. Our best skincare system, we sell one every 10 seconds. That's just how good it is. And let me tell you, when it comes to dish detergent, our dish detergent is a class 1 dish detergent. The liquid. What does that mean, class 1? It means that you can actually use it to clean your fruits and vegetables. Don't you know why so many vegans are getting cancer? It's because they're not properly cleaning their fruits and vegetables. Here we got a product that can take care of that. Woo! I'm telling you. Listen, when it comes to laundry detergent, We got powder, liquid, and now we have sheets. You could put just take one sheet, put it on top of the clothes, turn it on. Those clothes, they come out not only so clean, but so soft, and they smell fresh. This is, I'm telling you, all of our products are very unique. We got products from all over the world. From Mexico, we have a 100% extra virgin avocado oil. And, man, let me tell you something. When I make my tacos, I love frying my tortillas, shells in that, oh, that oil. I'm telling you, your eggs, everything, potatoes, everything. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is free to join. All you have to do is just get back with the person that called you, get back with Mr. Nance, and I will get you signed up. We also have calls if you want to listen in to them. So at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to my good friend, Mr. Nance. Mr. Nance?
Yes, sir. Mic check. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
All right. You're going to have, before you leave, you have to at least give out some numbers so in case people want to check you out. And family, I listen to this man on Mondays, okay? And that's how I got to get to know him, through my good friend, King David, from the Billionaire's Mastermind Forum. So I know King David said, got me. He's probably listening. But anyway, I just want to say this, family. For those who came on late, please mute your phones out there because my technician is at a soul classic show tonight. So we're going to ask you to do your due diligence and be responsible. Mute your phones. We're about to do a Q&A. Now, before my listening audience comes in, you know, I always set up my panel. So, Carol, are you there?
I'm here, Forrest.
Okay, this is Carol. Carol, of course, this is Uncle Mike Carol. Go right ahead, Sister Carol.
Well, unfortunately, this evening I was taking part in another event that just ended, so I just got on the call, so I don't have any questions at this time. Well, actually, I do have a question because as I came in, I heard you talking about feminine health and products for feminine health, and what was that?
Yes, it's called Women's Probiotic, and it is documented over 30 years research, and they came up with two strands. These are the best two strands in the world for women dealing in the area of vaginal and urinary tract.
Okay.
Yes. Excellent product. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And what is the overall product or company name?
It's Atomy, Atomy.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay. Now, next, I know she's probably listening. Sister Adrian, are you on?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, my dear. Go right ahead. Question or comment for Uncle Mike?
Good evening, Uncle Mike. Thank you for sharing that information. It was very interesting. And I hope that you leave your information with Forrest or whatever, because I'm not in a position to write down information. But I definitely want to touch base because you said some things that really got my interest in terms of overall health.
Yes.
And I want to, I want to touch base
okay.
Because
tell
I have a lot of questions. Huh?
Good. Tell me your first name again.
Adrian.
Okay, Adrian, I am so happy that you have questions because when people ask questions, they learn, they gain knowledge, they're growing, okay? When it's pertaining to your health, especially, do you hear me? Especially in the midst of a pandemic, you better be asking some questions. That's good. And you'll get my information. I'll give it out. If you all call me directly, just say that you are a friend of Forrest Nance, okay? And it might be good maybe to send a text, hey, this is Bob. I'm going to be calling you in 10 minutes if you send a text, something like that, that'll be good. I'll try to make time because I want to talk to each and every one of you if you have questions. And ladies and gentlemen, listen, it doesn't cost anything to join. You want to join, okay? You can end up having, listen, I've got people in here that's done absolutely nothing, and they have over 400 or 500 people under them, okay? So if the light bulb go off one day and they say, you know what? I'm the CEO of a company with 400 people. I think I'm going to go to work today, okay? Let me tell you, it happens every day. Many people come in not to work the business, just to use the product. But as they're using the product, it doesn't matter what it is. They are sharing it with people. And so then, I might as well do it. I'm sharing. It's a biblical, teaching. Don't put a muzzle on the ox. The ox is working. Let him eat. go ahead. Any other questions? I'm going to throw in another product in here that's just kind of just mind-blowing after we have a couple more questions.
Well, wait a minute.
Okay.
Let me say this. Hold on, Adrian, for a minute. Quite a few of my audience members have either a visual impairment, or Brother Leon couldn't make it tonight, Uncle Mike, because his aunt had passed away, or who are blind. So now with the HEMO, what would you recommend? I know we had our beloved healer, Dr. Sabi, who said he cured blindness. Okay. Now, I want to ask you, do you have anything for improvement of vision to some of my people? Because a lot of people like to listen. Some people just want to ask questions. They like to listen and take notes.
Right.
But what do you have for good vision? Because I know vitamin C is also good for vision also.
And as you heard, the deficiency, one of the deficiencies was also that B vitamin. Okay?
B complex,
so,
right.
Yeah, the B complex. So there's two products that we have directly for the eyes. One is called an eye lutein, and the other one is called eye health luaxanthin. From my understanding, those two things are supposed to be the best thing for your eyes. And I think that the luaxanthin actually, it may have the lutein in it. But those two products, and I take them myself, okay? Now, I'm not saying that it's going to, they are what they are. It's
right.
Good vision.
I understand.
There's certain, there's certain people get certain things for certain things. Just like we have the Rolls Royce of red ginseng. A lot of men like it because it gives them a rise in their Levi's. So we have Rolls Royce of ginseng, Korean red, 1,000 milligrams. I'm telling you, let me tell you something. We got some product. You're going to be, listen, people. You're going to be so happy to be a part of this company. It ain't funny. You hear me? It ain't funny. You're going to be so happy. You have really hurt nothing. Really. Let me throw in one. Anything else with the eyes? That's all I can tell you basically for the eyes. We went over the deficiency, the vitamin B. So we got the lutein, and we also have the luaxanthin. Okay. Anything else on the eyes or in any other body part? Anything?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, this is Adrian again. The other thing I was going to ask him about is memory, the brain, dealing with the brain and memory.
Yes,
I don't have that problem right now, but I know others who do.
Let me tell you, there are so many people with that problem, and it's the reason. There's so many different reasons. In our regular, okay, listen very closely. In our regular, I'm going to call it American mold. We have about 150 products. Last year, they did something. They started something. It's called the AT.G mold. There's like 100 products over there that we can order directly from South Korea. And they have two products that deals with memory. and over there. One is called Jinko and Natto. The other one is called Atomy Smart Memory Up. And I'm taking both of those products, and I tell you what, I can tell the difference. It was probably, I'm going to just guess, 5-6 months ago. For some reason, just I'm like, man, why am I keep forgetting all this just little stuff, you know? I'm like, mm-hmm. What in the world is going on? But I tell you what, I could personally tell a difference since being on those products, dealing with memory. So, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right. Now, are there any other ladies? Because ladies, it's always I'm a gentleman. Ladies before the guys. All right. Do we have any other ladies? You can unmute yourself now and ask Uncle Mike any questions or make a comment pertaining to what he has bestowed upon us this evening. Go right ahead. Next caller, if there's going to be a caller, ask a question. Hello?
You can't hear her.
Yeah, I know she sounded kind of faint. Caller, can you speak up just a little? Okay.
While we're waiting for someone to come on, I'll throw in a product. This wasn't the one I was talking about, but since you said ladies and we've been talking about women.
Right.
We have a product called Sephora Queen. Is designed for menopause support. Okay? So as our special ladies, queens, are going through that particular stage in their life, there is nutritional help. Okay? I was talking to someone before the call, and I was explaining to them, all medications, even though some help, but all medications are foreign to the body. Why? Because they're not made from food, water, or herbs. That's why you have side effects.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
and you
want
to know something? Go
yes,
ahead,
sir.
Forrest.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was talking to a lady, and you probably have heard her voice on a call, but I was talking to this lady, and she was, you know, because we've been talking health and nutrition for years, and she was saying that one of the reasons – I'm going to tell you some reasons why women have their health, the health issues they do. Some of them have because of the sanitary napkins that they use. She said that it's made from recycled paper. That's why you have those problems. Mm. Let's look at deodorants. Deodorant, the underarm, so close to the breast. If you're not using a deodorant, it's going to be natural. It can't have aluminum. Okay, if there's
right.
not a probably a pink ribbon on it, or you know you just know the ingredients to be safe, you need to switch to one. We got one that's coming out. I think it'll be out this year, but it is so important. That's what I'm saying, people. There's just so many things that's against us. Of what they're doing in the foods. You know, it's a biblical teaching. You have a field, you work it for 6 years. The seventh year, you let it rest. Let me tell you something. Ain't nobody letting nothing rest in America. You hear me? If there's a little piece of land they could put something on or plant something, they're going to plant it. And they're going to plant
they're
the same thing there for the next 20 mm-hmm. to 30 years. So what
That's
happens
right.
when you go against the biblical teaching? Now, the food, the nutrients, they're depleted. You could eat an orange and it could have practically no vitamin C in it. There's so many different foods you could eat that could have nothing. Just as you have fake news, you got fake food. So now watch this. So you're eating food that has less nutrients in it. What happens to people as they get older? Are they eating more or less? They're eating less. So if you're eating less and you're getting less of the less, why do you think that there's so many problems? Why do you think I tell people, put grandma and grandpa on the pole man special and see if it don't put some pep in their step? Ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. Ladies, there's help. There is help, I'm telling you. There is help. Go ahead. Back to you, Forrest.
Well, thank you, sir. All right, so ladies, if there's a lady who wants to speak up, please do.
Yes, I want to interject. This is Carolyn again. Just on that issue with deodorant, we have to get away from using antiperspirants. Those are the ones that have the aluminum in them. And if it's got that white and it leaves that residue, you should not be using that. If it's like a clear, then those are the things that you want that are just deodorant. And now you see the major companies are coming out with just like the damage is done with all these antiperspirants, and now it's just deodorant. And you know, a lot of companies, it's America, where everybody's so worried about if they have a little mustiness, you know. That's an American thing, because you have a lot of other countries where, women are natural.
Exactly.
I am a breast cancer survivor, and one of the things that stops is an antiperspirant. You know, at one point I said, "Oh, can I go back to using the antiperspirant?" They do that, and I said, "You got a good point." And you know, it's really so unnecessary, because once you start using just a plain deodorant, you'll find that you don't need antiperspirant anyway. You don't need it. It clogs your pores. It stops you from sweating. You're supposed to sweat. And,
so
we do these things that are really, just like you're saying, Uncle Mike, we do things that go against the way our body is made, the way the earth is supposed to function, the way God made us and planned us to be. Is perfect, and when we go against that perfection, then we have a problem. So anyway, that's my
two cents. And I'll say this: as being a survivor, that Hemohem is going to be your best friend. Building new and red.
I didn't have chemo.
Okay.
Good.
Well, it's a great product. I take it every day, at least twice a day, and I have no issues. I have no health issues. And every product that I told you all about, except for the Sephora Queen, I take every day and more. So I'm about preventive, okay? I'm about preventive, taking care of that body. Don't wait till you get sick to try to do something. And don't wait till you get old to try to, straighten something out. But if you're already at a certain place in your life, what you do today can make a difference. So I just say, hey, what did Grandma and Grandpa teach us? When you learn better, you do better. So if you gain some new information today that can help you and your health or your family, jump to it. Next.
All right. Thank you, Sister Carol. Okay, all right. Countdown for the ladies. Any other lady has any questions for Uncle Mike out there? Anyone of our queens? All right.
Five.
Going once.
Four, three, two, one.
All right. Now we're to the gentleman, Brother Rashad. Are you there, my brother?
Yes, sir, my brother. I'm here.
All right. This is Brother Rashad, Uncle Mike. This is my in-house intern herbalist. /naturopath, Brother Rashad. Brother Rashad, go right ahead, my brother.
Yes, sir. Good evening, Uncle Mike.
Greetings, Rashad.
All right, I guess I'll be Grandpa Rashad.
Yes.
Just joking. But anyway, so I kind of got on a little late, but that first product you mentioned, I think you just mentioned it to the sister, is a Hemohemp or something like that?
Yes, Hemohem, H-E-O-M-O-H-I-M, H-I-M, Hemohem.
H-O-H-I-M. Oh, Hemohem.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is from Korea, you said.
Yes, the company is out of Korea. We're in 24 different countries. There's a U.S. headquarters in Federal Way, Washington. There are four major warehouses in America. You've got one in Los Angeles, the Seattle, Washington area, New York, not New York, New Jersey, and then the Southeast Atlanta.
Oh, what part of New Jersey?
I'm not sure.
I got to look on my box and check.
I think it's close to Bayonne, I think.
Oh, Bayonne. Yeah, I know where that's at. That's near Jersey City over there, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's somewhere over there because we got a lady that's from there. And it's somewhere over there.
Yeah, that's over by Jersey City, yeah. That's not far from here.
Not far from here.
Anyway, can you repeat the benefits of the Hemohem?
Yeah, the Hemohem, the main thing that Hemohem does, it creates new red and white blood cells. We had a lady in Maryland. Doctor sent her home, said there's nothing else they could do for her. She was young, so I got to get her age. But two ladies called me and said, we need your help. Doctor sent this lady home to die with no white blood cells. I had to beg the lady for 2 or 3 days just to listen. When she finally did, those two ladies put her on some Hemohem. I put her on some other things. The lady went back to the hospital in less than 1 month, and they scanned her body and said no cancer.
Oh, that's great. That's really good. What form does the Hemohem come in?
It comes in it's a pouch, and you tear the top off, and it's a liquid, and you just push it in your mouth.
Oh, it's a pouch. Okay, so
yeah,
it's one big pouch?
Come in again?
It's one big pouch?
No, it's 60 pouches in a box.
Oh, when 60
you get the
pouches.
Box,
see, I didn't hear that earlier.
When you get the box, there's... Yes, when you get the box, there's 10 small boxes in the big box. Each little box has 6 in it. So 6 times 10, there's 60 in there.
Okay. And you take one
yes.
a day?
The regular is you take one in the morning, one in the evening. However, from the words of the late Dr. Don Lawson, he says that anytime you're dealing with a life health emergency, you declare war on it. So we do have people taking 6, 8, 10, even 12 a day.
Oh,
but
okay.
The normal,
yeah.
One in the
yeah.
morning, one in the evening.
Okay, now, did you mention a website earlier or something?
There's a website. I will give you, let me see, I will give you a website with Forrest's ID number and guest password. But what you really want to do is get with me as soon as you can. Let me get you signed up and get your own free website, and you can go on your own website. But if you just want to go on his site, I can give you that information toward the end of the call, which is coming up shortly.
Okay, and the name of the company again?
Is Atomy. Atomy.
Mymy. Okay.
Yes.
Atomy.
There's over 17 million people in this company.
Oh, okay. That's great.
This company, I'm telling you, it's growing by leaps and bounds.
Okay, that's great to know. Okay, I have to check into that. So that's basically what I need to know. And,
now I'll give you my phone number if you call me. Just tell me that you are a friend of Forrest.
Okay.
And I can get 5 pieces of information from you, and I can get you your own free website, no obligation.
Go ahead.
Phone number is okay. I'll give it now, and I'll give it again at the end. It is 407 4806. Again, 480-307-3586.
Okay, and you said it doesn't cost anything to join.
No,
it's
free
to join. There's no monthly obligation. There's no auto ship, no website fee, no annual fee. Only requirement, you buy one product a year. So you can wait a whole year if you want and then buy our least expensive product for $3 and your membership is good. And the good thing about it is you're probably going to have some people under you too. So
yeah, I mean,
extra
you can't
business
get
opportunity.
Yeah, that's a good deal. That's a good deal.
It is. That's a good deal. I'm going to get me some Hemo. You know what I'm saying? Anything that's healthy, I'm going to get some. You know?
Yes. And I'm going to tell you, listen, people, listen. If you don't understand or didn't understand nothing I said, understand this. You want to get your website as soon as possible. Okay? That's the best I can say.
Sign up, family. Sign up. Got the number. Come on, your pen and pad. That's it, Rashad.
Mic check.
Mike,
there,
Rashad,
that's
yeah?
The man. That's the man.
Oh, yeah. That, I don't know where Rashad went. His car probably. He's probably making a smoothie or something. Okay. All right, family. There you go. What happened, brother?
I went to hit the mute button, but I hit the wrong button. I'm good now.
You good?
Yeah. That's the information I needed. I appreciate
okay.
it, Uncle Mike.
And brother, Uncle Mike, this brother been with me since day one. He gives out protocols and very vital information with health and healing too. So, brother Rashad, thank you for coming in. And they're gonna listen to the end of the show because we got the other brother coming up soon. You know, now who's the, King David? Are you on?
Yes, cause I got it
there
wrong.
There you go, my man. All right, Uncle Mike, we got King David. Here we go.
What's up, Second 60?
Second 60, you got to work on it. What you do to that body today when you get 85, you'll know about it. How do you know I'm going to be 85? Well, take care of that temple. Okay, I use Atomy products. I am elated about the toothpaste and the toothbrushes. See, because everybody's been using Colgate, and they tell you, do not swallow. If that's on the back of your pack, you're in trouble because you swallow something every few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the Hemo Hem, and I ordered that Korean ginseng stick. Yes. So I mix that Hemo Hem with my seeds, and I fly around the lake, you know, the hills. Forrest, I'm going to get you out there one day. Got to stop going to the little boy park. Come to the big park. Run the hills. So you can work on your Section 60. Atomy is a great company. Economically inclined, you can get nutrition for everyone's pocket. Pole Man Special, don't make no excuses. You got to do it if you want to take care of yourself. Because they say, well, that's expensive. A hospital bed is expensive, okay? That's my 15 cent. Got a roll. See you next week, young man.
All right. That's King David
for
y'all out there. He don't have to. You heard what he said, family. He uses the products. So, like I said, you can't go wrong. And you're joining something. You're not obligated. Just one time. And don't I always say on this podcast, I say support one another. That's what we have to do. All right? You remember the lady Renee Oaks came on last week, April Renee. All right? She sent me some Shungate stones that clear water. I sent her a donation. I walk the walk and talk the talk. I'm bringing Uncle Mike on. Please, family, support me. Hear what he said? Join up for free. Yeah, it don't cost you nothing. You go to Costco's, BJ's. You go to your local neighbors, the bodegas. Come on now. Your health is your wealth, all right? Now, without further ado, do we have any other gentlemen on who would like to make a comment or say something to Uncle Mike?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Go right ahead, King.
How you doing? It's Dr. James.
Dr.
I just
James,
like to ask
yeah.
Uncle Mike a question. The Hemo Hem, what type of cancer does it cure or supposed to cure?
Okay.
Like cancer that, of what?
Yeah, that as far as the type creates new red and white blood cells. So your body's going to fight anything that is not supposed to be in there. So it's not like it's a particular type.
I was wondering if it was like, a cancer of the blood or something like that. But you're saying it's the entire body, right?
It's going to help. It's going to help the.
I was
whole
wondering
body.
If it was like leukemia, but
do this.
So
listen,
it's not
listen.
No specific type of cancer, right?
Right. Correct. Listen. Go
All
on
right.
YouTube and put in hemohem. And whatever type that is on your mind, just put in hemohem and cancer, and you'll hear people give their own personal testimony.
All right. And the other thing, I just want to say something real quick. That scientist you was talking about that said vitamin C cure cancer, that was Linus Pauling. Linus Pauling. He used to be a professor at Rutgers. He said that.
Okay.
But anyway, that's all. That's all. That's all I had to say.
Wait, hold on, Brother James, hold on. You were about to say something in rebuttal to him making that revelation about who the scientist was that said vitamin C curing cancer. Great, Uncle Mike, you about to say something.
No, not a rebuttal. I was going to say the last that I heard was that he was taking about 23,000 milligrams a day. The last.
Yeah, he was. He was a professor at Rutgers. He did research on vitamin C. He died quite some time ago, but he did take a large amount like that.
Yes.
Linus Pauling.
How old was
Thank
he, you know?
He probably was in his 80s or something, but he was very famous out of Rutgers. Yes.
And do you know what he died from? Do you know what he passed away from?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I'll look that up. I'm just curious. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well,
Linus Pauling.
Linus
right.
Pauling, I got
right.
you. Well, you remind me in case I forget, but I just marked that down. Thank you, my dear brother. All right. That's Dr. James. He's the foot doctor, by the way, Uncle Mike. He is orthopedic doctor. Anyway, okay, anybody else? Any questions for Uncle Mike? Because we're on short time. Now, we're going to bring our next guest on. Anybody else? Question for Uncle Mike? Commentary? All right, we're about to do the Q&A. We do the Q&A countdown. Q&A going once. Q&A going twice. All right, we're going to shut it down. Thank you, family. I mean, because a lot of people out there, they like to listen sometimes and like to comment, you know. So, Uncle Mike, we're going to wrap it up and give people your necessary information. And family, next time you see Uncle Mike, you're going to actually see him because, you know, we're going over to Zoom. We're going to have the visual feature starting in June. So with that being said, back to you, Uncle Mike.
Okay, I just want to say thank you, Forrest Nance, for, you know, for having me on. And I just want to say thank you to all of those that are listening. And like I said, if you have questions, feel free and call. And most of all, you know, just take control of your health. And see, when you do something good like this, share it with other people because you don't know who you might be helping. And with that being said, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And I appreciate you for coming on. And I can speak for the Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself family. We thank you for coming on with that powerful information. And I'm looking forward to having you on again in the future. But next time, family, mark my words, when you see Uncle Mike, you'll be able to see Uncle Mike, okay? And we're going to have the visual feature on starting in June, all right? We're going to have a different number and everything, so we're going to announce that all next week, family. Thank you, Uncle Mike, and be safe out there, and happy fishing.
Thank you very much. You all take care. May God bless you. Thank you.
You too. Thank you, sir.
All right, bye.
Okay, so on that note, everybody, now is my man Glenn on. Brother Glenn. Okay, I'm trying to wait for our next guest, Brother Glenn. Glenn, are you there, my brother? You have to unmute your phone, Glenn. Maybe you are there. Unmute your phone, Glenn, if you're listening, brother. You got to unmute your phone. I hope the brother didn't take a nap on me while Uncle Mike was talking over here. Hold up a minute. Glenn, are you there? There. Are you there, brother Glenn? Okay, well, in the meantime, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to reach out to brother Glenn on my other phone. All right, maybe the brother's over there having some applesauce or something, and maybe he's, because he's in Georgia. I hope he's not going by Georgia time. I think Georgia has the same time we have. Anyway, Brother Rashad, are you here, my brother?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you carry more. Could you do me a favor, my dear brother? I have to use the other phone. In the meantime, could you just talk to our family out there that's listening, maybe about something, about some coconut oil or something, and I'll be right back. Just give me a couple of minutes. I got to call this brother on the other phone.
Sit
in for me, brother. I appreciate it.
Okay, well, okay. Okay, family. Good evening, family. You got to pardon me because I've been fasting. This is my last day of fast. No, tomorrow's the last day of my fast, but I just break my fast. And I really wasn't prepared for anything this evening. But, you know, what the brother, Uncle Mike, was saying, these products, you know, they come from nature, and these are natural things, and that's what the body recognizes. Like he was saying, when you deal with these drugs, these medical drugs, you know, the body doesn't really recognize it, and the body goes to war. So this is why it's important to supplement your body with certain things, so you don't get everything from nature like you should because the soil, the pollution, and all that. So sometimes we got to just supplement and to boost our, like you said, the red blood cells, the white blood cells, and all. Because our body has to fight all day long. We got all this pollution. You got all these chemicals out here. The environment is toxic. A lot of people are eating bad food. And see, and when the brother says these products, you know, take these products, you also have to change your diet. If you're eating a bad diet, you have to change your diet. You have to have the proper food. That's why I always say eat from nature. Nature is the best way to eat because you get what the body needs. The body recognizes nature. It recognizes fruits, vegetables. Like I'm getting ready to eat these dates right now. And dates is one of the most powerful foods on the planet. And I love dates. I can eat dates all day long. It's a great food. And so, and the brother spoke about the spirulina. That's powerful stuff. You need to really get on that spirulina. That's very good stuff. And I take spirulina myself. And if you ever buy, like, the powder type of spirulina, you'll know if it's good spirulina because once you put it in some liquid and you mix it, it should bubble up on top. If it doesn't bubble up, then you have something else. So, but it's a great algae. It's really good for the body. And like you said, it's loaded with protein, and you get all kind of benefits. But, you know, anything from nature. So if you're going to supplement the body, also change your diet. Just don't keep eating processed, man-made stuff. This is the stuff that's causing all the problems. This is the stuff that's causing cancer, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, all these things. You know, we don't want to live like that. Like Russ said, you know, what's your body going to be like when you're 85? You know, or even 60. Some young people now suffering with all the diseases that older people would get. And can you imagine when they get 50 or 60, if they live that long, what condition they're going to be in? I mean, it's going to be terrible for them. They're probably going to be on all kinds of drugs if they don't make the changes. They'll wind up being on all kinds of drugs. You go to the medicine chest, and you might see 10, 20 drugs in there that they would have to take for all the conditions they have. Because right now, you got those who are not paying attention to the dietary habits. You got those who are. A lot of young people making some great changes, but there's a lot of young people who are not even paying attention, and older people also. And so they have to suffer with these sicknesses and diseases. Nobody wants to live like that. You see, once you get back to nature, I'm telling you, I bear witness to it, you won't need any drugs. Your body is so in tune with nature, in tune with the environment. I mean, it's like, and like Russ said, you get so much energy. You know, you wake up feeling good. You go to sleep feeling good. You can't, you know, it's the best thing. You know, you go out, take a walk or run, whatever it is you like to do, get a little exercise, and I'm telling you, it's like the brother said, your health is your wealth. That's more important than all the money in the world. You got people who got riches, all kind of money, and have bad health. Bad health. They can have that money. If I would have to live like that, I wouldn't even want it. I mean, I like to have money and good health, but all that bad health, no way in the world. Oh, just because you have money and you think money's going to buy you, health or something, because you think you're going to go to a doctor and he's going to give you what you need. These doctors don't know much about anything about nutrition. They only get an hour or so course in nutrition, and everything else is to drug and to cut. And that's not what you want, you see? And like the sister who said she had breast cancer, sister, as long as you keep doing what you did, just keep the proper diet and take a Theomorphin that the brother mentioned, and just stay with that. You know, don't deviate. Just stay with nature as much as possible, and you won't have to worry about that again. You see? You won't have to worry about that again. As long as you're in tune with nature, those foods is your medicine, and your medicine is your food. Like so-called Hippocrates said, but I think Imhotep really said that. He learned from Egypt, from the Egyptians. But anyway, so these are the things we need to do. So just stay on the right path. And listen, have the right thoughts, the right thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of bad thoughts, negative thoughts, all that will make your body sick. You know, a sick mind produces a sick body. You see? So you got people walking around here. I mean, just like today and yesterday. Oh, man, I went to New York yesterday. People are out of their mind. You should have seen this and heard the people I just seen just walking. People are out of their mind. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous! I've never listen. When I was young, I never seen stuff like this, and now you see it all over the place. People are out of their mind. They shouting and screaming. Who are you shouting and screaming at? You know, just crazy stuff. You don't want to get to that point. And you know, with all these processed foods and all these GMOs and all these things, you don't know what that's doing to the body or the mind. So we have to be very careful. Stay, eat organic as much as possible. Wildcrafted foods, or get your food from, or go straight to the farm itself.
Rashad, hold on for a minute. You have to mute your phone. We hear music. Could you please mute your phone? Okay, my brother. I think McFadden and Whitehead went off. Go right ahead, my brother. I'm sorry.
I thought it was Boogie Down.
Oh, it might have been Boogie Down. Yeah, okay.
Anyway, let me just share this with y'all. I don't know how many people are listening from Jersey, but there's a place down, I think it's Exit 6 off New Jersey Turnpike. It's a flea market, but they have a farmer's market where the Amish people come and bring all these fresh vegetables and fruits, all types of stuff. They give you a basket, a big basket. You fill it up for $5. You come home with all kind of stuff. I mean, fresh from the farm. You see? And I'm telling you, my wife goes down there.
What exit was that?
It's called Columbia. If you Google it, it's a flea market down South Jersey. I think it's exit 6, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. off the Turnpike. Okay, I think they're open Thursday, Friday, what is it, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? But if it, you have to Google it and probably get the information there, okay?
Okay. That's not English. That's not English Town, is it?
No,
that's
English
Town.
It's called Columbia. The name of the place is called Columbia.
Yes, Columbia, New Jersey.
It's Columbia, New Jersey, or the name of the flea market is Columbia.
Columbus,
one
I'm
the
sorry.
Other.
It's Columbus, New Jersey.
Columbus?
Yeah. From what I understand,
okay.
It was Columbus, New Jersey. You know? And your wife was down there, right, Rashad? Your wife went down there.
Yeah, several times.
Mm-hmm. I got to get down there. I heard about that. Some other people talked about that spot.
My God, the food. Mm-hmm. Those, I mean, I'm talking about really fresh fruits and vegetables right from the earth. It's great stuff, I'm telling you. Those cucumbers, wonderful. No wax on it, none of that stuff. Most of it's all organic because, you know, the Amish people don't use chemicals and stuff. So, anyway, I'm munching on my dates. So, Forrest, can you take over, brother?
Yeah, I can. I reached out to the brother, and I got his voice now. I don't know what happened. I don't know if the brother's sleeping or whatever the case may be, but family. I'll bring him back for a future date because the brother is doing good work with kids down there in Georgia, and he's from Jersey. And I spoke to him, and he got the information yesterday. I sent it to him in text. He said, I got it, but I don't know. Hey, listen, you never know, family, what's happening with people before they come online as a guest. Could have had a family emergency. So things like that happen, but I got a strong panel here. So with that being said, I think what I need to do now, all right, is let people know, Brother Rashad, what's in the making for the month of June. Now, I want to thank everybody for all the time you supported Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself because you've been able to call in. But now I've lined people up with their own shows, family. It's going to be a network, okay, where we will actually have a Zoom benefit to it. In other words, now we just had Uncle Mike on, and he has products because he asked me was he coming on Zoom because he wanted to display and show you the products. And I said, no, it's just a call-in, okay? So my technician, all right, I explained to him that it's time to step it up, and we're going to do Zoom. All right, now everybody will be responsible for their own shows. Now, Ms. Carol just came on. You have the Grace Space. You have IBeatCancer.org with Carl Wagner. And Sister Adrian, who you heard, she'll have her own show coming up. And we're going to give you an itinerary starting in June, family. And like I was saying, Uncle Mike wanted to actually demonstrate his products, but I told him we didn't have that feature. So, fam, you know, it's just like if you're in grammar school from grade 1 to grade 8 or grade 9, then you have to go from there to high school. I got to take it to high school. And I still want you. All right, all right. Oh, you know what? If we're hearing music, remember, Jay's at a soul concert over in New York. So that some of the music you hear, you know, he might be. He's playing with his phone. He's working this, by the way, family, the technical end, with his phone. And he's sitting over at the Beacon Theater. So we thank him for his diligence. But we're going to continue. So there'll be a new number starting in June, but you'll get it before June. And
of course.
We'll inform you what's up. What's up, our brother, the guy? What's
up? Someone's back there. They need to mute their phone because...
Okay, once again, mute your phone. Much better. Thank you.
There you go.
I thought there might have been Jay in that concert with the groups on stage and everything. Okay, that's much better. Thank you, family. Okay, so everybody's unmuted, by the way, for the people that came on late because, like I said, my technician is at a soul concert. So you have to keep your phone unmuted unless you want to make a comment or ask a question.
And for those who were on for the last couple of weeks and never got a chance to come through, now is your chance to speak your piece, okay? Now, before you say anything else, I just want to let you know. So we'll be jumping from Blog Talk Radio. The first week in June, we'll have a new number for you just to call in, okay? And you can listen to a variety of shows on different days and at different times. You got our dear brother Rashad with the black seed oil. Rashad may want to do a demonstration. Now he'll have the Zoom feature. And then we'll also, I know there's some curious people out there who want to know how Dr. James looks so we'll be able to see his face. And also, our beloved Carolyn, all right? And we'll also have, like I said, the Grace of Space ladies and Sister Adrian, IBCancer.org, the H2O2 gentleman, my man, Mr. McMorrow. And y'all remember John Monroe who came in and talked about eyes. He'll be coming on. So I have a lot of people and a lot of people who have yet to be announced. Also, oh, my man, I can't forget Rashad, our dear brother, Abdul Ishmael. He'll be coming on with his own show, all right? So, hey, listen, family, and also y'all heard the African Holistic Community come on. I'm waiting to hear from Sister Shah, all right, to give her a day and a time. So we are going to be on the air not just one day out the week, okay? We're going to be on here 7 days a week, all right? So in case you get a little bored, you got a little time to kill, and you want to nourish the mind and spiritually uplift that soul, there'll be something every day for, this is what we have to do, family. We have to share information and give back what we call prosperity. Right, Carol?
Yes, sir.
There you go. All right. And by the way, I just want, mic check. I'm just checking. Karen, are you there? We're not going to ask any questions. I just want to know if Karen's listening. Are you there, Karen? Okay, she did say she had something to do earlier, so I'm just checking because people do come in late. What about Sister Ali? Are you there? Because she was at a holistic convention in Philadelphia. She said she may not be able to tune in. But I said, well, whatever convention you're in, get that wisdom and, you know, share it with me. I'll just give her a call when I'm not on Monday, and she'll let me know what it was. And also, family, you know, I'm just throwing this out there. We hear about all these different retreats, okay? Dr. King, who was King David, who was on. They're doing something down in Atlanta. Now, everybody knows that when somebody wants to do something, you know, when somebody's doing something, period, they do something in Atlanta. But myself, Rashad, and Carol, even though Sister Carol is located in Long Island, all right, we're going to do something where we all can get together over here on the East Coast, and we're going to do a health retreat, all right? And we're going to invite in many people, herbalists, holistic healers, all right? And we're going to reach out to them, and we're going to do an all-day retreat. Not this summer. We're looking at maybe next summer in a very spacious place, and there'll be juices, raw juices, and we'll have herbal teas set up. All thanks to people that may donate or people that want to come in. You have sea moss, all the good stuff, family. Sit down, the lectures. This is what I want to do for next year, and that's going to be my project, and it's in my mind to do this. So I want, listen, family, I'm working on it now. I'm putting it into fruition, and next summer of 2023, all right, you're going to hear about it, all right? And if we have to send some cars over to pick people up that live at a distance, that's what we're going to do. We're going to make it happen, all right? So that's just something that's in my mind, and I would love for it to happen because, most of all, people just don't know a lot of things, and we have to do this. You have to get back. That's where my spirit is. I know Rashad's spirit is there. I know Carol's spirit is there. Sister Karen's spirit is there. I know Adrian's there, you know, and Brother Leon, he's down Atlantic City. Now, anybody knows that this is from North to Atlantic City, that's a 2.5-hour drive. I was down Leesburg last week, and we went past Atlantic City, Leesburg, New Jersey, okay? And that was one heck of a ride, all right? So we're going to put things in motion to try to give back to you guys out there a thank you. And sometimes you might have to make accommodations. If you guys live in, maybe, hey, we might get lucky. Might be in North Carolina, got family up here in Jersey, or hey, hotel accommodations, we can do that. You don't have to go all the way down to Atlanta. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, I wouldn't mind going. I've never been to Atlanta. I've been to South Carolina, been to the Bahamas, California, you know. I wouldn't mind in Florida, but I've never been to Atlanta. One of these years I will. If somebody does something out there, I'll show face, hey, how you doing? Okay, but we're looking at headquartering something here in Jersey, the New York area, New Jersey, New York, okay? And I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to try my best. And I can't do it by myself, family, all right? So just to throw it out there, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm going to see if a boomerang's back and we can come back to you with something positive, okay? And, yes, Rashad will have a Black Seed demonstration, so along with other things. So, and we have Brother Wale. You know, we get a hold of that brother, he'll be doing the CMOS demonstration. So we got a lot of things that's about to happen, family. Also, I got to get Kevin Porter on, the brother that's an environmentalist. You know, he's much him and his wife. His wife could walk in your backyard and tell you everything that's grown in your backyard. And you'd be surprised what's grown in your backyard that has medicinal benefit. She was walking through my yard. She said, you know, this is comfrey. You know, I was like, what? And you're going to the store and you're buying comfrey, is going right in your backyard. Different things. You'd be surprised, you know. So I'm just saying, I remember one time a guy said he was running through a park somewhere, and he said that there was, what was that? He said, ginkgo, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong, Brother Rashad. We listened to a podcast one time. Not me and Michelle together, but came on the pod, and me and Michelle listened to some of the same podcasts. And they said they were running, there was ginkgo on the ground. They picked it up, and it was just gathering the stuff. It came out of a tree.
Oh, you know, Forrest?
Yes, sir.
They have some ginkgo tree. You know, ginkgo is the oldest tree on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one for brain health and also to thin your blood, especially if you have high blood pressure. But you have to take it. You can't take it along with medication, you know, drug blood pressure medication. You can't take it along with that. But anyway, there's a ginkgo tree here in East Orange, across the street from East Orange Hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just African sister hit me to it.
Oh, wait, hold up, Brother Rashad. Could you mute your phone, please? Yeah, you know what? Please, family, if you want to make a comment or if you have a question to ask, then unmute your phone. Just keep your phone muted. You can hear us. Put on speakerphone. Thank you. Go right ahead, Brother Rashad.
Yeah, so it's a ginkgo tree right there. And, you know, you can pull the leaves off or whatever. But ginkgos are very excellent, you know, for brain, for memory. So I heard one sister speak about memory, and that's one of the best things for your memory. Is the ginkgo biloba, which you can get. Blueberries are excellent for your memory. Eat a lot of blueberries, make smoothies of blueberries. Excellent memory. You know, there's quite a few things out there, but berries are some of the best foods on the planet, you know, so that helps with memory. So keep that in mind if you need something for the memory, because like someone was saying about Alzheimer's, we've seen a lot of that now. And dementia and all these things. And
well, with that being said, brother, I'm glad you told me about it. You should have told me about the ginkgo tree a while back, because now East Orange, a family out there, East Orange General is not far from my house. I think I'm going to slide up there, and Rashad will tell me what it looked like. I'm going to go up there and try to look
for it.
Well, I don't, hey, Rashad, you don't think I get locked up for picking up leaves from me?
Hey, yeah, yeah, you get 25 years of life. You pick up one leaf.
You get 25 years. No, you're joking. Get out of here. You don't need to stop it.
Pick up two is 100
years. Brother. Hey, Rashad, that's my brother on the other line cracking jokes over there.
Yeah, but no, brother, they can't do nothing to you, man. Just pick them up. It's like you can walk by any
area.
And you can pull a leaf off, and nobody's going to say nothing.
Yeah, wait a minute. Rashad, I'm just curious. Have you ever picked a few leaves up off from over there?
Not from that tree, because I didn't get a chance, but it's there, but I didn't get a chance to pluck them off.
Is that near the parking lot over there, the tree, where the hospital?
Across from the hospital.
Wait, you say, okay.
Yeah, okay, well, you know what I do?
What's
next time I go by there, I give you the exact location.
I appreciate it, brother. I wonder if that's on the Munn Avenue side. That's why I was asking, you know. Okay.
It's near there, but
okay,
I'll give you the exact.
Yeah, I know, because you got different ways of going to these stuff. It's been a while since I've been in that hospital, brother. I mean, not for much. I'm just saying, I went to see a couple of people that were admitted as patients there, you know. But it's been a while since I've been there, you know. But, you know, if they got one of these stars there, they probably got them in other locations up in these stars, too. Probably in North, too.
It's possible. It's possible, you know. They grow different places, you know.
Yeah,
It's the oldest on the planet, so evidently they have to be in quite a few places.
Mm-hmm. Probably find up in South Mountain Reservation. Yeah, we're gonna let Dr. James investigate on his end. Let me send him up there with a microscope up there to South Mountain Reservation and get back to us with his findings. You know, but
well,
I mean,
I'm not going to do that. But I was thinking about that because I taught some courses on plants, and the ginkgo biloba tree is one of the few trees that have both a male and a female tree.
Mm.
And most plants, angiosperm plants, like plants that have flowers, they're bisexual. Most plants are bisexual. But the ginkgo has a male and a female plant. So that's one unique thing about it. But you do have to watch out with your blood pressure when you take that ginkgo. That's one of the side effects. You got to be careful with your blood pressure. But it is,
and you know,
very, very good for your memory.
But Mike, you ever hear this book called The Global Forest?
Global Forest?
Yes, you got to read that book, brother. It's by a named Diana Kroger. It tells you all about trees. The trees that heal and how trees communicate with each other. It's a powerful book.
Yeah.
It's a powerful book. I think you'll really like it.
Plants are interesting. Plants are interesting. They have a lot of things going with plants that we don't realize.
Yes, that's
you
right.
Know, they have sex. But, you know,
yeah,
most
of course,
of the plants have the male and the female sex organs.
Everybody's having sex.
Most of the plants are bisexual.
Bisexual, too.
That's right. All types. Hey, it takes all types to make this world nowadays, brother.
But anyway, if anybody listens, check that book out, The Global Forest. But I'm telling you, it's a powerful book. This lady did her homework, and she's an expert on trees. And I really enjoyed this book. This book was really thorough. So if you get a chance, look into it. Just Google Global Forest, and it'll come up. Okay? And
right.
Forest.
Yes,
Forrest, I'm going to have to get off for about 7 to 8 minutes. I want to take care of something, and I'm going to come back on, okay?
Well, me, Carol, Adrian, and Dr. James, we can hold down the fort. Go right ahead. I got Dr. James on the panel, you know, since King
David.
Well,
we got a good army, so we're good to go.
Yeah, that's good. I appreciate that, Brother Rashad. Thank you for holding that down. I was trying to reach out to the brother. Have him back on some other time, you know.
Okay, I'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay, my brother.
I'd like to ask you a question. Maybe this is not on topic, but let me ask you a question. With all this crime going on in New York and in the cities of the United States, and they're killing, murdering people so much, do you think that we need to bring back the death penalty?
You know what? My brother's on. I'll let him answer that. He's a retired detective here in the city of Newark, New Jersey. Hey, bro, you want to handle that one?
Well, I'll answer that in the infamous words of Robin Harris, and he said, "I'll hit the switch without taking a lunch break." So the answer to that is yes, it should bring it back as a deterrent.
I think it would deter some of this murder a little bit.
You better believe
it.
Absolutely. You better believe it.
So they can't figure it out. They can't figure it out. They're doing everything in the book, and it ain't working.
Hey, you know something? Before I get off, I heard a discussion one time where they were talking about the death penalty, and some criminals, that commit murder, they like to commit it in a state where they do have the death penalty, so they don't have to sit in jail for 30 or 50 years. So they'd rather get executed, even though they're going to sit there maybe 20 years before they even get executed. But I remember a discussion like that. So I don't know the mindset of people who do these things, but there has to be some kind of way to deter people from doing these things. And I don't know, there might be some maybe harsher ways to really, send a message out to the rest of the people out there who are thinking of committing crimes or have committed crimes, but something really that's going to make them think twice. I don't know what it can be, but it should be horrible. That's all I got to say, man. And let me get off the phone. But anyway, we'll see.
Hey, bro,
let me say something.
You got a further comment? Go ahead.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I was talking to my brother Darren if he wanted to say something else on that besides.
Yeah, I'll just add that I saw something on the news just yesterday. From a statistical standpoint, they said that a vast majority of these shootings that are occurring are being perpetrated by juveniles from the ages of 16 to 20. I think that speaks volumes of what's going on across this country. And, and you have to, with that statistic alone, someone needs to zero in terms of law enforcement and target, that infiltration by the juveniles and that young generation. Something going on in this country, okay, where they don't have a sense of respect for life, and that has to be dealt with.
Well,
another thing is with the juveniles, they won't give them the death penalty anyway. They won't give the juveniles death penalty, right?
Exactly. And that's what needs to be dealt with from a law enforcement perspective. There has to be a deterrent, from these juveniles figuring that they can get away with murder. That has to stop.
Can I speak?
Yes, go right ahead, Kyle.
Adrian.
Oh, Adrian, I'm sorry. Y'all must be sisters never found each other. Y'all sound like, I'm sorry. Go right ahead, Adrian. I'm sorry.
No, that's what I was going to say something about because, in my career, I've worked with juveniles a lot. I've worked in with the juvenile detention. I worked in and mental health with young people. And a threat of going to the electric chair is not going to be a deterrent because they don't have the maturity to be fearful. Them kids, I remember my friend worked for the corrections, and in Florida they started moving 15 and 16-year-olds into the adult jails. And I had a couple of friends that worked at the jail, and when they made that move, he was like, them kids are crazy. They don't care who you are, what you have. You can taser them, and they'll turn around and try to jump on you anyway. It's like they don't have the maturity level to be afraid. And so I agree with what your brother said. They have to try to start targeting these youth programs for getting these youth doing something with them because they have to. They don't think. They'll pull out a gun and just start shooting. I heard of a situation a couple of weeks ago. This was in Georgia, and the people were coming out of a club. And somebody was mad at somebody in the club. He ran to his car and got one of them submachine guns and then started shooting. And a 13-year-old that was walking, they said she was walking by, I think she was coming out the club, got shot and died. And his thing was, oh, man, my bad. You know, that's how they, you know, like, hopefully an adult with feelings would be like, oh, man, I feel so bad. You're like, oh, my bad. You know, and guess what?
Because you don't have to worry about the death penalty. You don't have to worry about being killed. If he was going to get killed, he would, I guess he'd take it a little bit more serious.
Well, that's the thought process of the court system, that they don't have the maturity to even be worried about that. So
not
the question is,
that,
what do you do?
This is Carolyn. The death penalty is not a deterrent.
No,
because,
it's not.
Because just like there's disregard for other life, there is disregard for their own life.
Right.
It's not a deterrent. What we need is to start developing a love base for these children when they're young.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what anybody says. I believe that that the young people are desensitized to killing from video games and the thing and all of that. I know I watch my children when I taught them to drive. And they drive too close to the right. Now, when I learned how to drive, you use that line in the middle of the street as your guide. And that's on the left. These children drive too close to the right. Why? They play these mad video games.
Right.
Mm.
I really believe that that has something to do with the way children are, you know, shooting and killing. It's like the OK Corral or something. It doesn't make any kind of sense.
God bless you, whoever's sneezing. Hey, let me say this. That's a good point, Carolyn. And you know what? What happens is now we need to reach out as well. Maybe we'll bring Adrian back on for this, to understand the mindset of these young people and where they're getting this from. Because, hey, listen, my brother will tell you, And I think, Carol, we talked about this, and Ms. Adrian, I'm sure Dr. James, when we grew up, our family, they didn't tolerate, you know, my father didn't believe in spare the rod, spoil the child, all right, because we got the rod on our butts plenty of times. But nowadays, things have changed, all right, there's no, like Judge Joe Brown, we said on his program, you know, there's no man training for men, all right. They didn't grow up the way we grew up. It's a totally different generation. And I'm going to tell you something. It comes even from a higher source that makes sure. Remember what I'm trying to think of who said it. But they were saying that Jesse Ventura, the former wrestler, he was the governor of Minnesota. He worked for MTV. He got a memo. You remember now? They try to plaster Jesse as this crazy governor. You know, they were trying to push him out of office. I think they did to a degree, push him out of office. They made sure he didn't get voted. They gerrymandered in his area. But remember, he worked for MTV, and he said he got a memo. And when rap first came out, y'all remember now? It was conscientious. It was talking. It had a message with it. Jesse said in the memo, it said MTV is to stop playing what they call conscientious black rap, all right? And that was the beginning of the end, because if you listen to what these kids are listening to, that helps desensitize them too, because we talk about frequency, the vibration. This is not music. That's not music to them. I mean, to us, we know what music is. That's not music. That's crap that they're listening to. And It has something to do with the way they think. It affects their brain waves, man. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. Because I see with my family, okay, the way they talk, the way they act, you know. So, yeah, that's got a lot to do with it, too. We're going to have a little panel on this in the future, y'all, all right? Because I'm going to tell you something. The oppressor, he knows what he's doing. This is by design, like we always say, okay? And somebody's doing this on purpose, and guess what? For them, it's working. For us, we're the ones that are the casualties of war with this thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know? So, like, and my brother Darren will tell you, you know what I'm saying? And he does a wonderful job with my niece. She don't know, unless she's doing it undercover, but my brother's raising her right, and she's
She sits here, and when Whitney sings, she could belt out a Whitney Houston song, or she'll sing something from the OJs that has some meaning to it, a wonderful lyric, but not with these kids today, boy.
They don't know about
man,
that.
Walking by, oh, my God. It's just, and it, it touches you, man. It really makes you just feel so sad for their generation because they don't know. They don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And the few you can reach, there's a few now. We ain't trying to stir everybody in the same pot, you know? But, man, oh, Lord, you talking about the oppressor and the colonizer. We got to deal with our own community.
Right.
You know?
And
Yes, ma'am.
Can I add? One of the things that we tend to do is talking about the boys. If you look at the statistics over the last 10, 15 years, girls are, my friend that works at the jail said the girls are worse than the boys. They're more aggressive. I saw something on TV one day, and when they had, I can't remember what state it was in, they were showing video because they were looking for these girls, and these were girls from upper-class areas, rich areas. It was six girls. They were robbing stores, and they had them on video. I mean, they had AK-47s. They had black coats on and baseball caps all the way down in the sunglasses. So you couldn't, I mean, if you know, you hopefully they couldn't identify them, but they end up picking them up after they were on TV. But they holding up a store, a grocery store, not a little store. You know, they had three at the front where the checkout
people
is.
People come in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was just, they had the whole supermarket under siege. This is becoming a new phenomenon. It's not a phenomenon. It's us sitting on our hands and forgetting that, okay, we got teenage girls too, you know. We got to rethink everything.
Well, remember now, there was something, I think it happened out on the West Coast, but it was kind of like spreading. I don't know if they put a halt to it. I think maybe they did. It might have clamped down. Remember, it was on the news not too long ago where people were actually going into, like, stores, filling their bags up and walking past the security guard.
Yes.
Remember that? That was on the news for a while. It's not funny. But, and people were saying, and their rationale was, hey, I needed this. You know, they really needed that, so they don't pay for it. They walked out the store, seen that on the news. I'm like, wow, that's bold, man. And they walked past the security guard, you know, what we call the flashlight cop, you know. That's crazy, man. Hey, man,
I have a moment of confession.
Yes.
I'm going to have a moment of confession. When I was a youth, and one of my friends, one of my sister's friends taught me, and she was an adult, and I was a youth, and she showed me how to do this. Go into a store, you know, like a Dollar General or something like that, with a bag. Just, you know, open up your little shopping bag and go into the store and put things in the bag and walk back out the store. And the first time I did it, I was like, and she said, see, now all of that is yours. See, ain't nobody coming after you or nothing. I'm like, if I was a different kind of child, it would have turned me a different way. But I felt bad. I wanted to go back in the store and pay for it because she didn't tell me what she was doing. She was just saying, just hold this bag. You know, just stay with me. You know, but, yeah, they're doing it every day. But it's about being aware. We tell everybody else to be aware, but we need to be aware of what's going on around us.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you, guilty is charged, too, because when I was – I used to go on Woolworths, them little Tonka toy truck. I used to stick them in my pocket. So, yeah. Another confession. I'm sure when we all young, we all did something.
Hold on, I got to call 911 from my other phone.
Okay, yeah, but so other than that, I guess that's it. Now, on that note, see, this is why the gentleman, and like I said, for whatever reason, family, I'll bring Glenn back, all right, because he was going to give us an update on the children that he's working with, the young people down there in Georgia. All right, and I'll have him back on the show because, obviously, like I said, you never know what might happen.
Yeah, what's going on?
Their own time. Yeah, what's going on? So I'll bring the brother back. You know, y'all know listening to this show over the 2 years, I could think of three different times when somebody didn't come on. So not a bad track record. Pretty damn good, you know. So I'm just going to have to check because it's almost about that time to get to the top. And I know my And like I said, I would love to switch places with my technician because he's at the Beacon Theater right now for one of those little soul classic shows. We got 10 minutes left, so we're going to we're just going to wing this, Carol. And my brother want to chime in, Dr. Jane. In fact, if anybody right now would like to say anything, in a uniform way, okay, let's hear what you have to say because I know there's a lot of y'all out there listening, all right? If somebody wants to say something, you want to put some commentary out there or maybe even comment on a past guest, go right ahead. Mic check, 1, 2, 3. Anybody want to have something to say?
Mic check. This is Henry from Richmond, Virginia. I want to say something about our youth, and I think this is very important that the things that we're consuming, the foods that we're consuming, the chemicals, I think all that plays a part in how our youth are acting as well. Because we know even with meat alone, most animals who are more aggressive are the ones who eat meat. I don't think we should be eating meat, but the meat we're eating today is full of hormones, chemicals, and everything else that was not in the food 50 years ago. So I believe those things need to be considered when it comes to why our kids are acting the way they're acting. Consuming the wrong diet, chemicalized food, processed food, GMOs, all that has to be considered as a factor that's causing our kids to be and act the way they are acting. That's my two cents.
Well, you know what? You're right. And yeah, thank you for that comment. And I want to say this to you, my dear brothers. They did a study. I learned about this a couple of years ago at the Cook County Jail out in Chicago where they eliminated, and they didn't even know it, all right, but they eliminated sugar out of their diet, white processed sugar, and the violence went down by 30% in the county jail, okay? So, yeah, so you got a very good point there. Let me say this to you. It's a matter of choice what someone wants to eat. We all know. My uncle told me, my beloved Uncle Joe told me before he passed, he said, you know, they're doing things to the food now they didn't do when we were growing up. It was more health, and he was right. So you're right. You hit the nail right on the head, sir. That's why I want to thank you as someone that calls in and is a listener to keep calling in because this is what I bring in. I bring different people with their perspectives, with health and healing. And guess what? If someone feels as though they can refute, we talk to each other and not at one another because we need to hear everybody's point of view because everyone needs to be heard. Take, for instance, my dear friend from Richmond, Virginia. Now, Donald Trump, well, I don't agree with nothing with his, what he has to hardly say, with his a body of politics, if you want to call it that, all right, because, you know, we're all dumbed down by the politicians of the day. They're bought and sold and compromised. But Donald Trump, when he was being interviewed by Bill O'Reilly, who was the, what are we going to call him, Carol? He was the molester of women in the network, always act like he was, He had that funny nose like Rumpelstiltskin. He looked like one of those. I forgot what you call those people. Elf. He looked like an elf. You know, with the nose. He would be on the show looking down at people. You know, like he was all great. You could just have that sense of arrogance about him. But he interviewed Donald Trump one time, sir, and Donald Trump said to him something that I agree with. He said, "America has blood on its hands." Then O'Reilly's going to shake his head. Nah, America, how is someone so be in it, call himself an intellectual, going to sit there and deny the fact that this country doesn't have blood on its hands? Just look at slavery. Look at the native people. So for him to shake his head, just even more disdain and disdain for that particular person. But the man told the truth about something. You know, one truth out of 10,000 lies he told. So, you know, sometimes that does happen, all right? So, yes, sir. But you know what? I want to thank you for that commentary, all right, because that's what we look for in here. We like to engage with each other because I don't know everything. I don't know everything. Nobody knows everything. We have to feed off each other. But go right ahead, sir.
Right. I want to thank you for allowing me to share. And another thing I wanted to share with the audience is the tell live vision. That's causing more harm than good, because there was a study done, I don't know how long ago, but the average child sees about 7 million murders by the time they're 10 years old from the television. So people, the television is something that programs people as well. It's television programming. So if you program people, act, do, and to be a certain way as well. So there's a lot of factors that we got to remember that's causing us to do and say the things we're doing, even though we think we're doing it because we want to do it. We've been programmed to do those
things.
Right, right. Yeah. The tool that really is destroying people because there's a lot of distractions, garbage, what I consider garbage. I've divorced the television because it doesn't serve me, so I can't serve it. And I think
exactly.
I think Elijah Muhammad said that at some point in time in life we're gonna bring the devil into our home, and the devil is that television.
Hey, let me ask you something. Are you have you been a resident of the state of Virginia for most of your life, or did you migrate there from another state?
I was born here. I was raised in New York, and I came back to Richmond 20 years ago.
Okay.
So I've been in a big city. Now I'm back in the rural area where peace of mind is my objective. But you got to call it what it is when you see it. You know. I
yes,
still
sir.
Care about my people, and I see the things that affect them. So
can I say something about that? But another problem that we're consuming is something called drugs. We're consuming a lot of drugs. Not only the minorities, not only the blacks. You have white people killing each other too. And you know, somebody mentioned those machine guns. Steve Harvey has said there's like, I don't know how many million of those semi-automatic machine guns in this country, you know? So this is a serious problem in both black community and white community with all this murdering. And I don't think we're going to ever get all the guns out of people's houses and stuff, not in our lifetime.
Mm-mm.
So we got to do something now. We got to do something now to slow down some of these murders to protect us and our families. And I don't know if we're going to be able to. We can try to use all these other methods, but I think they're going to take too long. You know, with love, you got to raise the kids. Everybody's not a psychologist.
So
a lot of people ain't going to raise their kids right. They ain't going to do it. Right?
No, because
so then
you know what?
You're delinquent.
You're right. And I'm going to say this. If you look at the way these kids, listen, when I grew up, and my brother can co-sign this, my mother didn't curse at me. Not one time. One time did my mother call using the F word. Nothing like that. She never spoke to any of her sons like that. Now, we got a pot on the side of our head. We got that belt, okay? But she never cursed at us. Look at the way these parents
talking
to their kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stupid F. I was like, whoa. This is an epidemic in our community. All right? I can't speak for other people's communities. All right? Because I still see the little white kid running around the store telling his cat parent what he going to do and kid falling out. All right, little Harvey, now stop it. Stop. Shoo. Not no black mama. She ain't going to lie. She will allow that. You know,
yep.
But there's a difference culturally. And I'm not saying that makes anybody less human, but I'm saying there is a cultural difference. But the only thing I'm saying is how many of our parents told us growing up, and I never understood it because my father was good for saying this, but he kept it in the house. How many of our parents told us when we were young, the TV is the idiot box?
Yep.
I never understood.
Well,
you buy an idiot box. Make sure you're doing your homework. But listen, y'all, it's 8:59. I enjoyed this conversation. I want to thank my man, Dr. James. I want to thank the brother from Virginia, my listeners. And I also want to thank Carol, Sister Adrian, Michelle. My brother came on tonight. And most importantly, my listeners. But listen, I want to say to you before I get off. Remember, you're not part of the problem, you're part of the solution. So that means start talking up. Speak up. We need to hear from you. Also, my man Randy Jackson, Jay Sean, same number. Listen to him on Friday nights. It's called Keeping It Real with Randy J. Sean Jackson. Hey, he's an edgy brother. He talks a little bit more. He's spicy. So if you like something a little spicy, a little cutting edge, check out my man. In the meantime, family, thank you for coming on.
And next week, well, we're going to have Sister Jacqueline Ali on, and she's going to have a very good guest. And thank you once again for tuning in. Grown Folks Talk, Express Yourself. Peace.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Peace, all right. Peace and blessings.
Hang up the phone. Hey, he's probably enjoying the show. That's why we ain't got cut off yet.